You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shoman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about how abnormal thyroid test levels, along with an acute illness, can point to something called euthyroid sick syndrome. Euthyroid sick syndrome is not a thyroid disorder. Instead, it's a term used to describe changes in your thyroid levels that occur as a result of other acute illnesses or health conditions. So let's take a look at euthyroid sick syndrome, also abbreviated ESS, and its symptoms and how it's diagnosed and treated. So first, what is euthyroid sick syndrome? Well, ESS refers to abnormal thyroid levels that result from an acute illness in a patient who has no pre-existing or current dysfunction in their thyroid gland. ESS is also known as non-thyroidal illness syndrome, or NTIS, sick euthyroid syndrome, or SES, low T3, low T4 syndrome, and thyroid allostasis in critical illnesses, tumors, uremia, and starvation, or TACITUS, abbreviated TACITUS. While the mechanism behind ESS is not well understood, it's theorized that in the face of an acute illness, known as a non-thyroidal illness, or an NTI, lots of abbreviations here, the body goes into metabolic overdrive and speeds up the process of muscle loss and more rapidly burns calories. As a way to help throttle back the speed of the metabolism, cytokines and other inflammatory mediators in the body reduce your levels of thyroid hormones, specifically triiodothyronine, T3, and thyroxine, T4, can be reduced, and the conversion of the inactive T4 into T3, the active thyroid hormone, is also slowed down. In this way, it's theorized that ESS may be the body's adaptive way to conserve energy in response to acute illness. So who is at risk of ESS? ESS can develop when you have a non-thyroidal illness, which is defined as any severe illness that causes a decrease in your thyroid hormone levels. An NTI can develop during any acute health condition, but it's most common when you're hospitalized for burns, malignancy, sepsis or widespread infection, major surgery, pneumonia, heart attack, heart bypass, bone marrow transplantation, hypothermia, renal failure, diabetic ketoacidosis, and cirrhosis of the liver. Chronic starvation, anorexia, or calorie deprivation are also known triggers of both non-thyroidal illness and ESS. It's estimated that about 75% of hospitalized patients actually have ESS. The rate may be even higher in patients who are hospitalized in an intensive care unit. ESS can affect males and females of any age, and newborns in neonatal intensive care units, or NICUs, also face a higher risk of developing ESS. So what are the different types of euthyroid sick syndrome? The most common and less dangerous pattern in ESS is a low T3 level, with low or normal T4 and TSH levels. A less common but more severe form of ESS is referred to as low T3 and low T4 syndrome. Low T3 and low T4 are more common in patients who are hospitalized with severe illnesses in the ICU. The mortality rate of ESS increases significantly with the increasing severity and length of the underlying health problem, as well as the drop in the T4 level. So what are the symptoms of euthyroid sick syndrome? The symptoms of ESS correlate with common symptoms of hypothyroidism, so they include fatigue and tiredness, body and muscle weakness, weight gain, puffiness in the face and extremities, intolerance to cold, constipation, and a slowed heart rate. Other common symptoms include dry skin, increased anxiety, increased depression, mood changes, insomnia or disrupted sleep, hair loss, loss of sex drive, joint and muscle pain, irregular menstrual periods, and fertility problems. So how do we diagnose euthyroid sick syndrome? Typically, to diagnose ESS, thyroid function tests are needed, specifically the thyroid stimulating hormone TSH test, free T4, and free T3 levels. In some cases, reverse T3 may be tested as well. According to experts, the biggest diagnostic challenge is in differentiating between actual hypothyroidism and ESS. Typically, if the TSH is elevated and free T4 and free T3 levels are low, hypothyroidism is the likelier diagnosis. To diagnose ESS, practitioners look for normal thyroid antibodies, which indicate the absence of autoimmune Hashimoto's or Graves' disease, an absence of goiter, an enlarged thyroid, or other visual indicators of structural thyroid disease. They're also looking for low free T3 levels, low free T4 levels, and elevated reverse T3 levels. So, here's a note. During recovery from the non-thyroidal illness, the TSH level can sometimes become elevated for a short period before returning to normal. So, how is euthyroid 6 syndrome treated? According to experts, there really is no treatment for ESS other than to treat the underlying condition, which resolves the abnormal thyroid test levels. Thyroid function is not affected after recovery. The issue of thyroid treatment in ESS is controversial, however. Noted endocrinologist Dr. Leslie DeGroot argued in a journal article that non-thyroidal illness syndrome is a manifestation of hypothalamic pituitary dysfunction and, in view of current evidence, should be treated with appropriate hormone replacement therapies, including thyroid hormone. Several studies have shown the benefits of treatment with T3 in selected cases of ESS, but more research is needed. Here's an interesting question. How is euthyroid 6 syndrome connected to COVID-19? ESS has been in the news more in the last several years with the discovery that low T3 levels in COVID-19 patients are, according to researchers, a predictive marker for a poorer prognosis even in the early stages of the disease. Also, people who have COVID-19 and develop ESS typically have longer hospitalization, higher rates of intubation and other interventions, and a higher mortality rate. So here's a note from Paloma. Unless you are hospitalized with a critical illness or in a situation where you are severely restricting your calories, you're not at a high risk of developing ESS. That said, it's also important to understand that if you have undiagnosed and untreated hypothyroidism, you're at an increased risk of developing ESS if you become ill with an acute health condition. That means that it's important to detect and treat underlying hypothyroidism as early as possible. The Paloma Complete Thyroid Blood Test Kit can help you stay on top of your thyroid health and test levels. This kit, which measures TSH, free T4, free T3, and thyroid peroxidase antibodies, or TPOAB, makes it easy to get accurate and painless thyroid testing, all from the convenience of home. So that's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or when becoming a new Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Shoman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.